اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم وعظم وكرم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وطبيبنا وشفيعنا وقائدنا وقرة عيننا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today's recitation, there is a lot of meaning, it takes a lot of time, but I'll stop at a request and a statement in Surah Al-Shu'ara. The request from Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Oh Allah, don't put me down on the day of resurrection, and that day nothing will benefit anybody, not their money, not their wealth, not their children, except if they come to Allah with qalb salim, a heart that is sound, that's pure, that's active. And his statement, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said later on a few verses, he said, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يَطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. The one who created me, he guided me. And the one who feed me and give me drink. And he said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. If I get sick, he didn't say Allah made me sick. Look at the adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, if I did something wrong, I became sick, he will cure me. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And the one who take my life, then make me resurrected again. Sayyidina Ibrahim asked this. Now the answer came for the qalb salim. It came in Surah Al-Naml. It's a hidden answer. But a lot of the people of Ihsan and the Arifin, they mentioned this. Where it said that the queen of Saba, she said, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَا أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّا. وَكَذَلَكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. She said, indeed, if the kings enter a village, they will ruin the village. And they will make whatever elevated down. And indeed, that's what they do. So they say, the village is your heart. And the kings, there are several kings. There's the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the Qur'an. Any of them, they enter your heart, whatever elevated, all the bad characters, the anger, the hatred, whatever it is, they will be dalil, and that will turn the heart to be sound heart, qalb salim. And the last thing I want to mention, when Sayyidina Ibrahim, if you see in all the Quran, or most of the things that mentioned the Quran, whenever the prophet they ask something for Allah, Allah gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without asking. Sayyidina Ibrahim said, "La tukhzini yawma yub'athun." Allah said, "Yawma la yakhzi Allah nabi." Allah will not put down the. Sayyidina Musa said, رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Allah said, أَلَمْ اشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Sayyidina Ibrahim said, ask for maghfira. Allah said, لِيَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ كَوْلَ ذَنْبَكَ. So if you go through all the Quran, you see how the status that Allah gave to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.